Blog Talk Radio.
Frolic the Venus Science Live! Yo! Oh! Here we go.
High on a mountain, yeah, western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lake. He rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories that she used to ride.
And he sang, ooh, to the lady,
ooh, they damn near lay down and die.
Now he rides away on a horse he called Music,
with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky,
marking the place where a horse he called Music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Tomorrow would have been Joe Arion's birthday, and that song dedicated to Joe and all the beautiful good things he did. And I believe he's still watching over us up there. Inner Sight Frolics right here live around the world. Hey, we're going to tell you what to do if you get one of those phone calls from the Medicare, see? Yeah, you get one of those phone calls, Medicare, we give you plenty benefit, you know. Plenty of that, you know. So we'll tell you about those phone. And how about the one where you get the phone call and says, how are you today? You know, and you answer them and they say, well, I'm calling from the National Bureau of Cemeteries. And we have a great plan for you. I said, I got a plan for you. Get the hell out of here. Anyway, we'll tell you about that. All right, Inner Sight. Give me that. You got that Lauren Hardy? I got the Lauren Hardy. For all of you who are afraid of the dentist, Lauren Hardy. Woo! Here we go.
I just don't want to go.
A lot of people don't want to go. With you, Ollie. Well, you sound like a sick cow. Thank you. What am I going to do, Stanley? This tooth is killing me. Well, maybe you ought to just learn to eat on one side. Learn to eat on one side. How am I going to eat on one side when I got to have two sides? Well, one is better than two. Will you shut up? I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, now, wait a minute. I've got an idea, see. There's a book. I happen to have it right here. It says, Homegrown Dentistry. Homegrown dentistry? What's that? Well, let's see what it says here in the book. To my father, Morris, who... Will you stop? Never mind that. What does it say about the dentistry? Oh, here it is. Afraid of the dentist? Well, join the club. Join the club. Millions of people are afraid of the dentist, so they've taken up this new idea of homegrown dentistry. Homegrown? What do you do? Well, you see, now I happen to have personal experience with this because my my father did it with my mother, see? Well, I would suppose your father did it with your mother. That's where you came from. No, I don't mean that. I mean the dentistry. Oh, well, tell me, what'd she do? Well, you see, my father, he was afraid of the dentist because the dentist pulled out the wrong tooth, see? So she took him outside to the garage, see? And she tied one end of the string to his tooth and the other end to the garage door. The garage door! That's right. And you know how the door goes up and it comes down, boom? Yeah. I can't talk. My tooth is killing me. Well, she goes out and zoom, the door goes way up. And then she says, now, Harry, hold on. I'm gonna extract your tooth. It's gonna come flying over the garage. And Harry's going, please, Mama, please help me. And she she pushes the button, zoom, and the door comes down, and poor Papa. What do you mean, poor Papa? Well, he didn't make it. You mean the tooth killed him? No, the garage door hit him in the head.
Oh, sorry.
Woo! Whoa! But I've got a better way, see? We won't use the garage. Well, because we haven't got a garage. But we'll use the doorknob with the string. Now, come over here, Ollie. Now, sit down. I want you to rest a few minutes before we perform the extractive operation. Now, just put this around the tooth. Now, have you got it firm around the tooth? Tie it around there. Now, make sure you got the right tooth. Oh, it's killing me. Oh. Now, wait a minute. I'm gonna attach this. See, normally they do this with a truck, but we haven't got a truck. Thank God for that.
That's fun.
Now, when I slam this door, I'm going to count to three, see? And I'm going to slam this door, and boom, ba-room, out comes the tooth. Are you ready?
Oh, please. Please help me.
Now, hold on to the chair. Are you ready? One, two, three. Ollie, talk to me, Ollie, please.
I can't talk to you, I swallowed the tooth. Ah!
Woo! And now, for those of you who are listening, don't try this at home. How come they have to say that on these shows? Otherwise, some stupid idiot will tell his brother, come on, you don't have to go to the dentist. I got this new thing. Where did you see this? You know. Woo!
Guess what? That's something interesting.
Woo!
Dinigan's
coming up later on.
Hey, wait.
Louie will be here. What?
Yeah, I know. I got something interesting for Louie, and he might like it.
Yeah.
It is date night with Connie and Chrissy. Date night live performance. It's a live performance.
Oh, really?
Put it up, yeah.
What do you mean live? They're not opening the studio up.
No, I know.
How do they get a live? Come on, I can't get one. If they can get one, I can get one.
No, listen, it's on Facebook. I don't know if they're doing a virtual.
Oh, Facebook, yeah.
Hey, we can, call
Facebook,
them and
put
a... Yeah, we could call
them.
How do
you set that up on Facebook? We got to find out about that.
Yeah, we do.
Get that set up. All right, Inner Sight, Trollocs, and brought to you by the... Big East Taquito Rescue Whisker Walk. Wow. Yeah. What is that Whisker Walk? Well, that's when you don't shave and you take a walk. Will you stop that?
When you don't say it and you think it? Is that
what
you said?
When you don't shave and you take a walk. Yeah, everybody always tells me, take a walk.
Oh, yeah, everybody does. But they
anyway,
never know what that says.
But that's not what the Whisker Walk is. It's to raise money for the Great Akita Rescue. All right? Whisker Walk. 609-388-7004. Phone number. Whisker. Walk. All right.
Yeah,
Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there. And June 5th, Whisker Walk online. Keep the date in mind, all right? All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, one of our generous benefactors.
Yes,
buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Don't forget, Kennedy. I slip New York over there by the, not too far from the railroad, see?
Nah.
So you can escape, you know.
Escape from what, Frank?
All right, Inner Sight, Beautiful Children of the World, Ollie Campbell, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight reminds you, all right, and Inner Sight means freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number. That's the Inner Sight phone number. All right, we got a lot of people to thank. I want to thank Suffolk Bus, of course, for their donation. And today, a great, great milestone. I think it's a milestone what happened today. Conversation with Silo and a commitment, a $700 donation, and a further commitment of another $500 coming in September, along with support to turn nursing homes into accessible housing, support with the news conference that we're planning. All right, so that's a lot from Silo. You know, a lot of help, a lot of commitment, and we are determined to pull this together and make it happen.
Yeah.
All right. And the word is that a lot of people want it to happen.
Yeah, and a lot of people are, like, calling us and not calling us. They're just passing the word with other people, and it's starting to build momentum, you know.
Oh, all right. That's, momentum? Where'd you hear that? A little bird?
Oh, well, I know. No, it's just by the way in which they look at the podcast. Sometimes we go, this is a hot topic.
Yeah.
We know it's topic, and a lot of people just gravitate towards them. You're like, you know.
All right, tentative date for the news conference, September 17th, place to be announced, 11 to 2. All right, there are hints that we're going to hold it in front of a nursing home. So,
oh,
it's even going to be hotter.
Oh, well.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolics. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, dog food, cat food, free of charge. Medical when they can do it. Nobody's starved on Long Island, all right?
Yeah.
You call Gary, 631-484-3085. Get that dog food, cat food, and a beautiful guy to deal with, my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. We're going to get Gary on this show yet.
You know what I do?
You wait
through,
and see.
I know you don't like Amazon because of what they do, but what I do through Amazon is I actually get like a subscription, and it goes straight to Gary because he has helped me with, you know, little incidentals. So I give back by my order. If I order, say, I don't know, socks, a certain percentage of those socks goes
well,
to Gary.
Well, Gary deserves all the help he can get.
That's right.
I'm not happy about Amazon,
I wanted to do it with us, like 1 month Gary, 1 month us. But we don't have our actual ability to put one up. We don't have it. So I was kind of upset about that. So we got to find out why we can't do that.
Well, now that we're involved with Silo, we might be able to come under the umbrella.
Yeah, which would be nice.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, round the world, Frolics, and give me that honeymooner music. And I answered an email from the Long Island Connection. I don't know what the letter's about, but they wanted to sign a letter for the White House. I invited them on the show, so hopefully we'll get some response. I don't know.
All right, here goes.
Give me that honeymooner music. Here we go. All right, Norton, rack 'em up. We're gonna use this tape. All right, Rocky boy, I'll break. Oh, no, you don't. I break. You broke last time. No, I didn't. You did. I did not break last time. I remember because you hit me in the back of the head. Yeah, well, I should have knocked some brains into you. It didn't work. I'll choose you for it. All right. You got a kern? Yeah. All right. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. Heads, I win. Wait a minute, Ralph. You can't fool an intelligent boy like me. My mother taught me. I went to three colleges.
Three colleges?
Yeah. What happened? I don't know. I went in one door and out the other.
There you go.
Would you mind giving me back my kern? Oh, yeah, sure. Here you are, pal. All right. Now, I will now show you the benefit of a misspent youth. Do you mind getting out of my way? Go ahead. Here we go.
You better not shoot, fellas.
What? Who are you?
Oh, I'm George.
George, what do you want?
Well, me and my friend Harvey, we're going to use this table. We had it reserved.
Reserved? You can't reserve a table. It's against the pool law.
No, we did. We called up and they said, you got table 4. So you better not.
Well, you get out of here.
We just went inside to get a cold drink, and we were coming in right away, fellas.
I don't care if you got a cold drink. I hope it was some cold milk. Now get out of here. Maniacs all over the place. All right. Here we go.
You better not.
Are you here again? I told you to get out of here.
My friend Harvey's not going to like this.
What do I care about your friend Harvey? Send Harvey in here, and I'll twist the both of you into pretzels. Now get out of here. Maniac. Will you go ahead and shoot, Ralph? How am I going to shoot with all this racket going on here?
This is my friend Harvey.
I told you to get out of here.
And he said Harvey was a funny name.
Oh, yeah? Harvey's a funny name, eh? You must be a wise guy. You know what I might do? I might punch you right in the nose. Harvey's a very nice name. Yeah? All right. Come on, George. We're going to use this table. What, do you got any objections, wise guy? No. come on, step outside. We'll settle this. Come on, I can't go outside. I got my good suit on. That's right. My friend is telling you the truth there. He can't go outside. He's got a Sunday suit on. Well, he'll fight you anytime. Norton, shut up. Anytime you want to fight him, he'll be there. Norton! You want to fight me another time, huh? All right, meet me at Kelty's gym Sunday, 6 o'clock. And if you're not there, I'll come get you. Where do you live? 228 Chauncey Street.
You know, it's so funny.
What's the matter with you, Ralph? Why did you have to go and pick a fight with a big guy like that? Get out. Get out before I do something bad. Get out. Pick a fight with a big guy like that.
Yeah.
And then he gets a guy from the sewer who's bigger than Harvey.
No.
Come down and Ralph knocks him out with one punch. The only thing is that wasn't Norton's friend. It was somebody else. And then he gets all confident. Oh, bring Harvey in here. Go ahead. Bring him right in. All right. In a sight.
I remember that.
Around the world with the frolics. Dinigan's coming. Louie will be here.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
I know.
Yeah. So, everybody gets those calls, those stupid calls from the so-called telemarket people. One of the biggest ones is on Medicare, okay, you know.
Yeah, Medicare.
826 New York, Interside Frolics. So this guy called me up. He says, you have now part B and AB of Medicare, you have, right? I said, oh, no. I have CD and F. What? What is this CD and F? I said, that's the special Medicare when you're blind and you can't see. You can't read the card, you stupid. Oh, you have special. You don't have A and B? I have A, B, C, D, E, and F. And by that time, the guy go, what do, there's no such thing as A, B, C, D, and E, and F. Oh, yes, there is. I have it. I went to the doctor, and the doctor make me say the alphabet in the office. A, B, C, D. the guy hung up.
Yeah.
He must have thought I was mental. Yep. One guy started cursing me out.
What? I did something funny one time. All I did was, there was two telemarketers, one who was on hold and the other who was, you know, just filling my ear up with whatever. I didn't say a word. All I did is I merged the two calls and they were talking to each other. And I hung
up.
Oh,
that's a good idea. Yeah, you put the two of them together.
Yes. That's what I did.
That must have been very confusing. You should have recorded that. We should have played that on the show.
I was listening to it for a while, and then I said, I got to hang up. Let them have some fun with each other.
Oh, I thought it was fun. That'd be funny. Anyway,
yeah,
so this guy calls me up. He calls me up from the cemetery fund, see. They want to sell me a grave. He says, oh, he says, you're, how old are you? I said, I'm old enough, you're stupid, you know. So he says, well, we have a very good surprise for you. You can be buried now for less money.
No.
I said,
now.
Oh, I said, the only thing is, I said, I don't believe in being buried. He says, what? What do you mean? I don't believe in graveyards and funeral homes. He started cursing at me. He said, you stupid beep beep idiot. You beep beep. No good beep beep.
What's wrong with not believing
in that? And then he hung up.
prerogative. Goodbye.
Woo!
At least you
hey,
get the cemetery.
Whacked up,
I get the healthcare one. The people who actually say to me, you know, we have the best type of person who could help you out. His name is Dr. blah, 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 blah. And we have a spot for you to go see him. I'm like, I don't want to go to any more doctors. You hang up the phone. The person calls back. I knew it was an advertisement because I could tell the music when they put you on hold that it's an advertisement.
What kind of doctor they want to send you to?
Not an alternative one, just a regular doctor.
Oh. I never got that one. They advertise doctors?
Yeah. Oh, and then the best one is, you use pain cream? I'm like, pain cream? No. Well, you ought to use pain cream. Nothing else is good but pain cream. I go.
Pain cream? What is that?
Pain. Pain for pain.
Oh, the pain cream. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
there
I
are
said,
some
no,
good creams for that.
I said, I don't have pain. Why? Do you have pain? That's what I told them, you know. And I was going at it with them for maybe about a few minutes. And then he said, you're not going to buy anything, are you? I said, no.
I like the one with the one when they called me up. This is the best one with the computer, see.
So that was
And the guy gets on the phone. He says, your computer has a virus. I said, oh, no. Please, no, help me. I'm going, help me. He said, don't worry. I am here to help you. Now, do you sit now in front of your computer? Oh, I said, yes, I'm touching it. It's beautiful. I kiss it. Oh, you really like her? I said, yes. So he says, is the computer on? I said, no. He says, turn on now the computer. So I turn it on, and he says, what do you see? Oh, I see now a screen. He says, yes, what do you see on the screen? I said, oh, it is the homing page. Homing page. Did you have the home page? I said, yes. He said, now. He says, you have to buy now a card.
100.
You go to the Walmart.
Yeah. They do
and
do
you
that.
Buy a card, $50. See?
50.
And you
oh,
put
boy.
Card in computer, and you send to me now $50, and then we protect. I said, oh, I said, but I don't have any money. I said, how am I going to do it? I said, please. I said, help me. He said, don't worry. He said, we're going to help you. Do you have debit card? I said, yes. Put debit card in computer and swish. I said, what? Swish.
No, swish. Swish.
I said,
okay.
Swish? He goes, yes. Swish
my teeth?
Card in computer, please. Swishing now. We have to get rid of virus. Swish.
Oh. Swish, okay.
So he said, what do you see on screen now? I said,
nothing.
This is after a half an hour I'm talking to this guy.
Half an hour,
I said,
no
you
way.
Stupid. You stupid idiot. I can't see nothing. I'm blind, you idiot.
Plus, you're even stupider. I don't have a computer.
He hung up on me.
Yes, he would have. Probably cursed me.
I dragged him out for. He started cursing. He hung up on me after a half an hour. I'm bugging
Here's
him.
Here's another one. My doctor, who actually to this place where they mix the creams together of different pain creams. So this is where this guy got it from. So I'm like, I didn't want. I had given up that particular pain cream for maybe a few months, and I said, I'm not going back to that in my mind. What the heck, are they crazy? Anyway, so this guy is talking to me about how luxurious his pain cream was to my doctor's pain cream. It's the same exact thing. He sent me something fact. It's the same exact pain cream. So now I go to my doctor. I said, I'm going to have to talk to my doctor. Call me another time. He called
another guy called me up. He wants to sell me a non-fot. I guess it's a non-fot medicine that you take. You take this medicine and you never fought. He told me this is proven by people who have fighting.
He fought a lot.
It's proven now that you can't fought when you're taking now this cream, this medicine. Very good.
Yeah.
And I said, where did they get that, Mom? He said, they make it from fart juice. I said, what?
Fart juice? That's a good one.
It comes from recycled fart juice.
I better talk to you guys also about not taking any calls from Social Security you're not expecting, because Social Security has a nice following. Yeah, spam calls.
Oh, that's crazy. You get those.
Yeah.
But I tell you, man.
I say, yes, I am.
These people are crazy. They're all desperate. Most of them are foreign.
But don't they think we're desperate for money, too? They think that our streets are paved with gold half the time.
Yeah.
I wish.
All right. Is Louis on the line?
Hang on. Let me look. I got to tell him about
213-816-1650 phone number over here if you want to call up and just act stupid. You don't have to be smart to call up here. The biting buzzard is here.
All right, here we go. We got Louis. Here comes.
The biting buzzard wants to marry the sweet duck.
Oh. Well, Louis.
That'll be one ducky wedding.
One ducky wedding? How cute. Really?
All right. We got Lou on the line?
Hello there.
Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey,
Louis
Frank.
The lip.
What's
going
on, Frank? You're cracking your funny bone or what? You make me laugh, too.
Oh,
guess what? Connie and Chrissy have a live show. So you could possibly call in. I don't know. I have to find the number.
Facebook. Hey,
yeah,
Louie, do you go on Facebook?
I wish I had Facebook. I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it, huh? So you can't go up there. You don't have it. All right. So, what's up? I want you to imitate, I got a good one for you, and I know you can do it. Tito Puente.
Yeah.
You know, the Latin singer?
No, he's a percussionist.
Yeah, he passed away, right?
2000, he passed away, 877.
Yeah. Can you imitate him, any of his songs? I want to attract the Spanish audience. Tito Puente.
Okay.
Good. You got a good song by him? Go
ahead. Negra y sabi rumba, bala color y gota, langan que tal mi rumba, que la can, ranga si sabi rumba, la, ranga si sabi rumba, la.
Papa.
Papa, 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 da 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 da.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Good job. Good job.
Hey,
hello,
Suzanne.
How you doing? Guess what? Connie and Chrissy are on now. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're on Facebook. You can't. You didn't go up there.
It's on Saturday at 11 to midnight. You found them?
Yeah, I did. They're on Facebook. Maybe one of them will show you how to get onto Facebook and stuff like that. And say hi to them and talk to them. They're online.
Hello,
now.
Connie and Chrissy. Hi, this is Louis Rivera. I'm from Public Assets. I watch your show on a Saturday, having a good time with the dates.
I have to type it, Lou. Sorry.
Okay.
They can't hear you.
They can't hear
you. Yeah, in my dreams.
You never know.
Hey, Louis, wait a minute. I got a question for you. Question.
Yeah.
If Connie and Chrissy were here now on the show, what would you ask them?
I'll ask you about looking for dates with the ladies.
Oh, that's good.
Looking for dates with the ladies.
Yeah.
So then you got to get all dressed up.
Yeah.
Go out with the ladies.
Hello, my name is Louie. This is Connie and Chrissy. I hope you enjoy your show. This is WBAI Radio. Here is Connie and Chrissy. Yo.
You with that Connie and Chrissy stuff?
Yeah.
Would you talk like the Godfather to them? You think they'd like that?
Da-da, hello. My name is Vito Corleone. I'm sitting with Cody and Chrissy. We're having a time together. And I'll give them some guy's wine. I'll give some to the two ladies.
Marlon Brando with marbles in his mouth.
And half drunk.
Marble Marlon.
Yeah.
Brando. Yeah. You know, he played the piano, too, you know.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did a little, he sang, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand had him on one of her concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very friendly with him.
All right,
hey, Louie, who's the funniest guy in the world?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon? Is he funny? I never saw your show. Yeah?
I watch. It's out on Channel 4 at 11:30.
That's good.
Yeah. Why is he so funny?
He's a talk show host.
Yeah, I know, but what does he say? Was he crack jokes or what?
Yeah.
I never heard of
him. Making everybody laugh.
How about Jimmy Durante? Remember him?
Yeah, he did Frosty the Snowman with a jolly happy song, and your corn pipe and your button nose.
Yeah, that was one of his.
Why is me out cold?
Yeah, that was one of his big songs. Now, who was the one, every show he did, at the end of the show, he'd say, "Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are." Now, who was Mrs. Calabash?
Yeah, that crazy, huh? Happy Cold, he beat that. Yeah.
Nobody ever knew who she was.
Oh, something like that, you know.
Yeah. So give us
Connie and Chrissy on. And Connie and Chrissy, I hope you're listening on a Saturday night at 11 to midnight. I got to hear the voice, and I'm going to have a great blast with those two women.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be on right away. I have to make an arrangement, Louie. That's basically what people do. Okay.
Hey, Louie.
Thanks.
How about I want to hear you sing Sing a love song for Connie and Chrissy. A good love song. You got one?
I'm too shy to sing it.
Oh, come on, you're not shy.
Get out of here. Maybe an Elvis song. Elvis love song.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? If I'm sorry, baby. If you're hard in play, maybe come back someday. Are you here? Are you lonesome tonight?
Well, they weren't lonesome before. Now they heard that, they're lonesome.
Woo!
All right, do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? You son of a bitch. I mean, you're never there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're funny.
Shall I come back again so you can turn me into a hen? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Are you lonesome tonight? I hope you die. Goodbye. Woo! All right, Louis Rivera.
Yeah.
Boy, you sing that to Connie and Chrissy, they're gonna fall in love with you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Hey, guys, glad I had a good time in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I came home last night.
Did you see Myrtle down there?
How's Myrtle?
I saw the beach and the pool.
What about Myrtle?
It's a beach.
I know, but isn't there a girl named Myrtle down there? You didn't meet Myrtle?
If I get a chick, go around and look for her.
Yeah. Give Myrtle a cigar.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
Frank, tight.
Have a good weekend.
Right.
And make sure you're calling next Friday. And I'll do Rosanna Dana next time. And the swab in the bathroom with Pat Cooper.
Yeah. Especially if you get lonesome tonight.
And Susanna, love ya.
Oh, Louie, no problem. I love you, too. You take care, okay?
Yeah,
all right, thanks, Louie.
I had a great
great
time,
man.
On that airline, Frontier.
That's good.
Okay. You're the best. I love you.
We love you, too.
All right.
Take care.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Sight.
Thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You, Louie.
You're welcome.
Thank you. 8:48, Inner Sight, and... Yeah, one day I went to school, see, in the Braille class, we had all these kids, most of them were totally blind, they couldn't see a damn thing. I thought that was funny when I was a kid. We used to tease a lot of the blind kids a lot.
Yeah?
You know?
Why?
Oh, it was funny, you know. And so Dinnigan, as usual, of course, was late, you know. And he came in, he said, I'm sorry I'm late, McMahon. I couldn't find my shoes. He couldn't find his shoes. So he said, I got to my mother. Tell me, put these shoes on. I got two different shoes. And he starts singing, Pound Ginger Ale, Five Santa Claus, Moss says, shut up, Jimmy, sit down. I got to take my shoes off. They hurt. He takes his shoes off. He's got bandages all over his feet.
Yeah.
And
Miss
Martha said, Jimmy, why are your feet bandaged? Oh, he said, I wanted to make believe I was a mum. A what? A mum. You mean a mummy. I'm a mum. I got two different shoes, look. One's brown and one's yellow. I like yellow.
Yellow? I really don't know what this guy's voice sounds like as an adult if he's still alive. I would just love to hear it. That's all.
Who, Jimmy? Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hey, he probably still sounds like the same kid anyway. So he's sitting down, and all of a sudden, he, we're trying to do our work, and he says,
"Can I wear the yellow one on the left foot or the right foot or the black one on the left foot or the right foot? What can I do?" He goes,
"Oh, God."
And everybody's giving him opinions, you know.
Yeah. Jimmy, put your yellow shoe on first. Then put the other one on. Janie, keep still.
And McElroy starts playing the drum on the desk. You know, he's... And Kenneth gets up. He says, "Hey, man," he says, "what's wrong with you? You retarded." And Jimmy said,
No, we can't, I'm blind.
And we all started laughing at the yellow shoe and the black shoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. It was so damn funny, Jimmy, with his craziness, you know. And then he said,
"I hope I don't have to go down to meet the Kramer, because he's going to think I'm weird." One shoe on and one shoe off, one shoe John. But my name is Jimmy, not John.
Ah, man, it was so funny.
Jimmy, sit down and be quiet. And next time, don't come to school without shoes. Woo!
Oh, man. I'll never forget it. You know. It was so damn funny. We couldn't stop laughing. Everybody was laughing. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, let me do the rundown. Monday's Mad or Glad. Tuesday is open mic. Wednesday, nursing home. And boy, we gotta really praise our donors on Wednesday. You know, people who are making this happen, man.
Yeah.
With this nursing home business, you know. We're gonna make this happen. Wednesday night, Inner Sight, nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing. Thursday, subject. I don't know what it is yet. And, of course, Friday. Well, next Friday is the Memorial Weekend, so I don't know. Take Monday off, following Monday. All right, Inner Sight, frolics. Well, how much time we got left? Hold on, I got to check.
Yeah.
Check the time.
Six minutes.
Oh, give me some, give me a little bit of Red Fox music. Red Fox.
All right,
give me a sec. Okay, whistle. You got that Red Fox? Yeah.
night.
Fred, we're going to watch the fight. You can't watch the fight, Brady. Why not?
Esther's coming over. You know, she don't like no fights. You know, Esther with the Bible, she's coming over. Yeah, I tried to get rid of her, but you wouldn't listen. She said she's coming over with the Bible. I said, don't you come over here. I got to watch the fight. She said, there'll be no fighting in this house. Yeah, look here. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, there she is, Fred. What are you going to do? I'm gonna start a fight with her. Watch this. Watch it, sucker. I don't want that TV on with no fights in this house. You hear me? In honor of my sister, Elizabeth. It's her birthday. Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that. My beloved, beautiful Elizabeth's birthday. Yeah. Yeah, this is the big one, honey. I'm coming up there to join you to wish you a happy birthday. I don't know how my sister ever married a fish-eye fool like you. They're all stupid and belligerent and going around talking about all this stupid stuff. Wait a minute. You like to have one of these cross your lip on Elizabeth's birthday? Watch it, sucker. Hey, wait a minute. I can't give Elizabeth a present. She's not here. Yeah. Oh, no. I think I'm going to have the big one. Don't you worry none. I gave her a present. I told her I was watching over you and making sure that you behave yourself. And why you're hanging out with this stupid guy, Grady? I'm not stupid. I went to school, Esther. I'm smart. Yeah, you went to school. You went 3 days and they kicked you out.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't help that. I sat in front of a guy who influenced me. Oh, no. Oh, Elizabeth. Come on back. Come on back. Shut up, sucker. Happy birthday, Elizabeth. All right, Inner Sight will be with you Monday. Man, I'm glad. All right. Hope you had a little crazy fun. You know?
Yeah, right.
And
there's no to Connie and Chrissy. They flagged me.
Want to thank special thanks to Silo and Suffolk Bus standing up with us, help make a difference. All right, Inner Sight. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, for the
You're
background
welcome.
Music and all that. All right, we'll be with you Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. All dogs don't bite.
Oh, guess what?
Biting buzzard.
Hey, buzzard, I'm biting buzzard.
Woo!